This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
The CEO of Spotify, Daniel Ek, emailed employees yesterday saying he is deeply sorry for the way the Joe Rogan Experience controversy continues to impact each of you. Those are his words, obviously. And he went on, Rogan's comments, including, as we learned this weekend, repeated use of the N-word, do not, quote, represent the values of this company. Rogan is staying at Spotify. The company has made that much clear. What Ek does have some cause to be worried about, though, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, is that employees might not stay.
That Spotify apologized to staff in this case instead of making a broader public statement was intentional, says Adam Galinsky at Columbia Business School.
Spotify's much more worried about employees leaving than subscribers leaving.
He says Spotify might not have a whole lot of competition as a product, but as an employer of tech workers?
This is an opportunity for organizations that want to steal these people to offer them a better alternative.
For many, that's a workplace that reflects their values. That's kind of new, says Brian Kropp, who heads HR research at consulting firm Gartner.
Employees used to say, that's the company I happen to work for, and if they happen to do good or bad things, that's about the company, not about me.
Now, though, Gartner research finds 70% of workers want their employer to take a stand on social or political issues, or at least explain their decisions, says Kropp.
They're dramatically less likely to get so frustrated with you that they quit, or tell their friends not to work there, or complain to customers, or whatever it might be.
Kropp says the pandemic has driven more people to find greater meaning in their work, and it's pushed more companies to brand themselves as socially responsible, says Daniel Korshan, a marketing professor at Drexel University.
These expectations are just like notching up and up and up and up, and it's getting harder and harder for companies to respond to them.
Especially when there's a conflict between what some of a company's consumers want in, say, a hit podcast versus what its employees want. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.